In our sermon series about the Trinity. Today I'm going to jump right into thinking about God as the Holy Spirit, because we want to do a little bit of that and then we want to wrap it all up at the end today. This person of the Trinity is a little bit more abstract and might be a little bit harder for us to understand, but it is vital to our Christian faith. In our Rublev icon image, I don't know if we have that available this morning, but God, the Holy Spirit, is the one that's going to show up on your right, if it can be pulled up here. As you remember, we've talked about God the Father, God the Son, and today will be the God, the Holy Spirit. In this picture, there you go. So the Holy Spirit is the one dressed in green and blue there on your right. If you look really closely, you can notice that God the Holy Spirit looks as if he is listening very intently to God the Father on the left. This image reminds us that God the Holy Spirit is a person and not some ghost-like creature or, you know, however we might look at that. But the Holy Spirit is a person. It's a person that has a will, that has a mind, and that has emotions. The Holy Spirit is capable of interacting, of speaking, and of responding back and forth, just as God the Father and God the Son have, and that we've talked about the last couple of weeks. God the Holy Spirit is an integral piece to this idea of perichoresis, or the dance of the Trinity. God, the Holy Spirit, is moving and working on our behalf, helping us to grow closer to the Father through Christ. The Holy Spirit is a helper, is an advocator on our behalf. He speaks for us when needed. He reaches out and helps us through those hard times. God, the Holy Spirit, is as near as our breath, alive in our work and in our play. In Scripture, we are never given the Holy Spirit alone, in isolation. It is always along with the work of Christ and the eternal work and will of the Father. The minute we receive Christ in our hearts, the Holy Spirit enters into our hearts and dwells right there, dwells within us. So this morning I went back to expanding a little bit more out of just the book of John and just listed a lot of scriptures there again for you this morning. And it really, what I want you to get out of all of that is that there are so many scriptures that speak to this idea of the Trinity, whether it be the Trinity itself or part of each person of the Trinity. But these are some more scriptures to add to our lengthy list that we've been going through. And it's not hard to find something to learn about and to go to that deeper level. They once again point out attributes or characteristics that we can understand about God the Holy Spirit to help us understand the Trinity just a little bit better. Well, I think I've kind of pinpointed four attributes. There are many more, but I'm going to highlight four attributes this morning that stand out to me in these scriptures. God, the Holy Spirit, as teacher, as the giver of wisdom. God, the Holy Spirit, as intercessor. God, the Holy Spirit, as the provider of truth. And God, the Holy Spirit, as the indweller. So God, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the giver of wisdom. Well, the Holy Spirit is really the author of the scriptures. The Bible only exists as a result of that outbreathing of the Holy Spirit through all the people that sat and recorded all of those stories and all of God's word. As a result, it is the Holy Spirit that can help us understand Scripture, what it means, and how we can apply it to our lives. It is through this knowledge that we gain wisdom. We gain what we need in order to live a righteous life. When we know and understand, we will know how to act, how to behave. Our scripture that Nathan shared with us this morning from John 14:26 and Isaiah tells us of this advocate, of this teacher, this helper, this wisdom sharer, one who can be present to counsel us. God, the Holy Spirit, is a teacher and a helper. God, the Holy Spirit, is also an intercessor for us. The Holy Spirit is present to our prayers and helps us come up with the words for our prayers when those words elude us. We have heard this attribute before, both when we talked about God the Father and God the Son, the hearer of our prayers. The Holy Spirit comes to us in our weakness and helps intercede on our behalf. It is the Holy Spirit that provides us peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of sheer chaos or really bad trials. Of course, it is God, the Holy Spirit, that reaches out and provides for us those fruits that we learn about, those fruits of love and joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. God, the Holy Spirit, is also the provider of truth. This is the attribute that might be a little bit hard to swallow. The Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us of our sin and wrongdoings and helps us to see our need to confess those sins and repent in order to return to living a God-filled life. The words, "you need to repent," is the work of the Holy Spirit. Whether it be our prayer of confession on Sunday mornings, a tragic experience, or our friends cry out to the Lord, we become aware of our need to turn to God and to turn our lives back towards Jesus. It is God, the Holy Spirit, that goes straight to our hearts and our guts and leads us back on the right path. The Holy Spirit speaks the truth, even when we don't want to hear it. The Holy Spirit is the communicator of God's messages in our lives. It is the knowledge of this truth that allows us to really understand God. It is the Holy Spirit that speaks the truth about Jesus being the one way to salvation and continues to speak this truth even when we don't want to believe it, or when we forget that that really is the truth. It is God, the Holy Spirit, that brings us back to the right path. Excuse me. Sorry. God, the Holy Spirit, is an indweller. God, the Holy Spirit, lives within each one of us. Like I said before, the minute that we receive Jesus as our Savior, that Holy Spirit comes and lands and enters our heart and takes up permanent residence there. It is permanently inside of us. Our bodies become the temple, that holy of holies, if you will, in which the Holy Spirit finds its landing spot, with the goal of always providing a way to remain in fellowship with the Trinity. There have been times when I have done prayers up here that I start them this way: Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, indwelling Holy Spirit. I do this, it really points out to me that God is in me, right here, right now. That is as close as God can be. God, the Holy Spirit, is not out here somewhere. God, the Holy Spirit, is right here. And no one else in our lives are that close. Well, we've spent the last 4 weeks exploring the Trinity in detail and how the Trinity is having us be part of this dance. This dance of love where God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit move amongst us, around us, and within us. Scripture has revealed to us many attributes and characteristics of each one of these. And this is one of the places I advocate is where we can start to glean a better understanding of the Trinity as a whole. Three persons in one, not separate. Many of the same attributes or characteristics showed themselves each week, didn't they? Even though we were talking about each person of the Trinity separately. Attributes such as creator, eternal, earthly, redeemer, hearer and answerer of prayers, righteous and all-knowing, showed up for us in each of these weeks. These attributes all describe God. They weren't all different. They were very similar. They might have been the same, or they at least complemented each other. It took me back to remember, and a lot of you read this book and probably saw the movie, but in Paul Young's book, The Shack, the main character, Mac, encounters the three persons of the Trinity, right? He encountered Papa, Jesus Christ, JC, and Sarai, who was the Holy Spirit in that movie and in that book. Now, there's a lot in that book, but what I was really struck by was all of the attributes and characteristics of each of those characters and how they were portrayed. Many of those characteristics are the same ones we've talked about over the last 4 weeks. So as an example, Sarai portrayed that Holy Spirit character in that book. That name means wind, if you will. And they talked about her characteristics being compassion, being creative, intangible, mysterious, and always in motion. Some of these same characteristics were highlighted of Papa and Jesus as well. But even amongst the tragedy that Mac in that story had to endure by the kidnapping and the killing of his daughter, the characteristics of the three persons of the Trinity were portrayed really well to Mac. In one of the more poignant moments for me, Mac was a little confused. He was like, what is this? All these people, I don't know what all that means. But he asked this question. He asked of the three, which one of you is God? All three of them answer at the same time, I am. Even though Mac didn't totally understand that answer, what was interesting was to watch Mac seem to accept that answer and allow it to start settling in a little bit. By understanding the attributes that Scripture describes for us, we can gain insight about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we too can be more comfortable in our own understanding of who the Trinity is. We can let it settle in a little bit, and we can know that all three are God. I think the second place we can glean a better understanding and continue to learn is in the scriptures we read. We read so many different scriptures in the last 4 weeks, but they all highlighted this intertwining of all three persons of the Trinity. We were privy to their interactions. We can see them. We can hear them. We can identify that they're listening to each other, and we can watch how they respond. There are hundreds of scriptures to choose from to portray the Trinity. So there's so much more to learn and so much more to delve into. But we can read our scripture, our Bibles, and ask God to help open our eyes even more to a deeper understanding of the Trinity through his word. By knowing and understanding the attributes and characteristics of God in each person and becoming familiar with how God in each person is portrayed in Scripture, we can understand that God is all of them. God is the three in one. Who they are can be described the same. How they move into our lives and work are the same. What they teach us is the same. It is the seamless ballroom dancing of love. A dance amongst the three, and then remember that they stop, that they take a break and they reach out and they pull us in. We are asked to let the Trinity sweep us into their smooth, seamless movements and be in this dance with them, to be in relationship with them, to be in community with them. It may still hold a mystery for us. In fact, it should. There is so much to grasp, and we continue to learn about the Trinity through the experiences of our lives. But hopefully, we have a little bit of way of internalizing this concept better and leading our lives in such a way that it gives glory to all that the Trinity provides and promises. One of the quotes in one of the books that I used as a resource from C. Baxter Kruger kind of sums it up like this in the book The Great Dance. The very life of the triune God, the communion and fellowship, the eternal joy and fullness and glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been given to us. The great dance is now ours, as much as God's. It is the invisible river running through our lives and through all things. It is all poetry in motion, the great dance being played out through the scene of our lives. How will you now join the dance? Let us pray. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, indwelling Holy Spirit, there are so many attributes that you have, and we are aware that they all work together in transforming our lives through you. The beautiful dance that you portray shows us how all things come together for the good of our lives. Most of all, the relationship, the fellowship, and the community of the Trinity, and the pulling in of us to be part of this glorious dance. We thank you for opening our eyes to at least a little better understanding of you as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray you will continue to show us ways to better understand through our daily lives, through prayer and through your word. You are right in the heart of us. We do not need to look or reach very far. Help us to remember this when we forget. Because you are so close and that close to us, you are well aware of the prayers and cries for mercy of your children, Lord. We pray that you will hunker down real close and deep in those that are hurting, those that are ill, those that cry out in the night, and those that just need to have you close. We ask for continued safety for Pastor John and Cynthia as they head into their last week in Africa. We ask for your presence in our lives as we head out into another week. We are grateful for your presence and eternal nature, God. Amen.